My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's a show on two fronts. Actually, three fronts, really, when you think about it.
Did you see that game last night at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Last week, we come home, Axel's going, two-run bomb, Jose Ramirez. He's yelling in the kitchen as I'm like taking off my shoes in the hallway. And it's Jose Ramirez, and the Guardians have extended the lead. And it's great. And then we come home last night, and I mean, there's a runner at second base. I'm going, please, no. I go to the bathroom, I come out, and I see Jock Peterson going around second base. I go, damn it, you got to be kidding me. I know Scott Barlow didn't do it on purpose, but what a time. All of a sudden, you blink, we've lost three in a row.
And still have the best record of baseball.
Still have the best record in baseball.
But their lead, what? Now down to 3.5 games in the division?
3.5.
So you had Logan Allen get off to that rough start, but then he was able to settle in. So did you have any big takeaways on the Allen start?
My takeaway was that he was able to settle in. Yeah. My other takeaway is that they used basically the entire pool bench except for one guy. So yeah. It puts a lot of pressure on Ben Lively tonight to be able to stop that bleeding.
Did Clase, despite the fact he did not give up an earned run, did he cost himself the Cy Young yesterday?
Sorry, the mics were messing up. No.
There was momentum, right? There was momentum about a chance for him to win the Cy Young.
There was momentum
because he had not given up any runs. I mean, point blank, period, had not given up any runs.
But he was out there during extra innings with a runner at second base. So when you start with a runner at second base with a ghost runner, yeah, do they hold that against you when they're voting for it?
You almost have to be perfect for a closer to have a chance to win the Cy Young. He didn't. Now, I guess if he were perfect from here on out, right?
Yeah.
Just zeros across the board the rest of the year, which seems unlikely, but that's the kind of season you have to have. Because to be a closer to win the Cy Young, you almost have to be perfect.
He didn't give up the earned run.
Right.
So he got three outs, so that helps his ERA.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
He also didn't take a blown save because it was not a save opportunity.
Yes.
So it's a wash, really, in the numbers game. Not in the if you actually watch the game, but
yeah. So what if there were 10 straight of these games?
It helps his ERA.
Does do that. Coming up at 9:20, Will Brinson going to join us on the show. He loves Brandon Ayuk, but he doesn't like the Browns' chances to make the playoffs. Would that change for Will? CBS Sports that joins us coming up at 9:20. Folks, you're not going to miss a beat in August when you follow the football news leading up to the preseason games on 92.3 The Fan and the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how online at T-Mobile.com/switch. So we got Guardians from last night, Brandon Ayuk and the possibilities of a trade there. We got Jim Schwartz talking tough. More on that coming up in moments. And there is a stadium issue that's out there where Neotrans blog. Did you get the website to work yet? I crashed because so many people were logging on to it.
I could not. I know there was a lot of talk, too, about what something I had heard recently, too, that in the plans, there would be all these hotel rooms that would already be ready to go, ready to kick off the minute they get this. And, of course, you know how these things work. When you get a dome like that, I mean, you imagine that. Do you think the first event would be a Browns football game? Or would it be a big-time concert?
Oh, you always open it up with a concert, right? Don't you? Frank Sinatra opened up Richfield Coliseum.
It'd be something that people would want to travel for, yes. Even. You'd have the hotels ready to roll. Yeah.
You never open up with a game. You always open it up with like an event, like a concert or something else.
Only Monster Truck. A big pop star linked with the NFL.
Yeah, I can't think of one, but if you could, let me know.
It hasn't been to Cleveland in a while.
Well, she's an icon. Even when it's built in 2029 or finished in 2029, she'd still be an icon.
This tour will still be going on.
Wait, you know who could be big by then?
Who?
If she plays her cards right. She was just in Cleveland over the weekend.
Carrie Underwood?
Could be the Hawk Tua girl. Okay. We're laughing at it now. How do you know? She's got 5 years to capitalize.
Keep laughing.
How'd that event go over the weekend?
Oh, people were raving.
Really?
They said it was nonstop entertainment.
It was a country thing, not a rave.
Nonstop entertainment. They said they could not believe how she captured the attention span of the audience.
Great.
I didn't hear anything.
Actually, I don't know why I acted like that. I support her in every endeavor that she does.
She went on Bill Maher's podcast.
This is what I'm telling you. This is what makes this country wonderful. Mitch, don't wrap me up. I got
He's
it. Let me just say this real
sign.
Quick. This is what Mitch, makes this country wonderful, Mitch. Saying,
Mitch, did you get rejected over the weekend by the Hawk Tua girl and you don't want to hear about this anymore?
I did not, but we had a whole bunch of topics listed by Ken just a few minutes ago and I wanted to get to them.
Ayuk, let's talk. Ayuk, Browns, Ayuk, now. Brett, Aramis, go. Westbrook, go. Ayuk, no fun allowed. Go, Ayuk. Go, Aramis. Let's go.
Hawk Ayuk.
Ayuk or Hawk Tua girl?
Hawk Tua girl all day.
Thank you.
Hey, man. So,
know what I'm talking about, Mitch?
The receiver trade thing. Put it in perspective, man. So the reason I wanted Baker out of here is because I always said he's a good quarterback, but he doesn't make anybody around him, receiver-wise, any better, right? So for 3 years, I've been watching Deshaun stink it up. So how can you condone?
It's only
two years, right? We're going on three. Giving up three first-round picks, paying him the money that we paid him, and he hasn't made a single receiver any better around him. So we're going to go ahead and just, keep trading for top-flight receivers to bring him here to watch him do what? Pass it to who? You know, he needs to prove it on the field.
The top-flight wide receiver.
I'm sorry?
That's what the hope would be. You said to pass to who?
We have one on our team right now, and, you know, the chemistry.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
He hasn't been the greatest, so, you know, what's to say that bringing in this other receiver is going to be any better? And that's my reservation, man. I mean, the guy, he needs to find his game.
So wait a minute. So what do you want to bring in Ayuk or not bring in Ayuk?
No, because I don't think that our quarterback is good enough to give up what we would have to give up to bring a player like Ayuk here. Do you understand? I think next year we're going to be looking for another quarterback. Honestly, that's my opinion. We're going to need draft picks. We're going to need money to bring in a quarterback. I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to be any good, man.
If you think Deshaun Watson is that bad, and Aramis, it's your right to have that opinion.
Either.
I'm sorry, Aramis?
Not potential. What you're seeing with your eyes, man.
Oh, with what I've seen already, it hasn't been overwhelmingly great. There's been flashes, but there, I think there's fits and starts with every quarterback that's out there, with the exception of a few. But with any quarterback that's ever had any talent, I think there's fits and starts with anybody. So I can't sit here and scream at you about it, Aramis, and I don't want to. Second thing is,
I want him to be good, by the way.
if you feel he's that bad, then don't you have to make the trade? I know it feels like a sunk cost fallacy, but don't you have to do it? Don't you have to go headlong to try to save this thing? Because the money, the contract is so, it's so constricting. We will be going right back into a football hell that I think a lot of people have forgotten and never want to go back to.
And Ken, and honestly, that was the danger when you gave up three first-round picks.
Of course.
And paid the man the money that you paid him.
But you never thought it would. You never thought it would go, you never thought it'd be clunky like this.
There's one person that I could vouch for that told me this is going to be hell. Watch. And that was my best friend. He loved Baker, but you know, he loves the Browns overall, but he told me, he's like, this was career suicide. What the Browns did, giving up three first round picks, because if the guy doesn't work out, you are back to, you know, 10 years ago, that, you know, that kind of.
So you're speaking an unspoken truth that I didn't want to talk about here, Aramis. And thank you very much for the call. If they do make this move, does this or does this not tell you how they might feel about the current situation? I mean, we feel as comfortable as we have with a front office forever. I mean, listen, guys, I want to play this Jim Schwartz clip because there's a reason about this. Jim Schwartz wants to be vague with everybody, and this is what he had to say yesterday. Listen.
All right, what can I be vague and noncommittal about?
Everybody laughed. Those were fake laughs, but those were still laughs. The fans ate it up. The fans
loved it.
Because the Browns are 11-6. And so when things are going well, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. When things are bad, you demand answers. Like Paul DiModesta. When things weren't very good 2 years ago, you wanted answers. I want to know what he's about. I want to know what he's saying. 11-6, I don't care. You can call him the Wizard of Oz all you want. Move to stay in San Diego. Go to Barrow, Alaska. Go to the other side of the continent. Doesn't matter. I don't care. Doesn't matter. When things are bad is when you want answers. When things are good, you don't care about any of this. But you would be getting an answer here. Because if you make this move, then I have to wonder, hey, it's great. Brandon Ayuk is a good wide receiver. Obviously one of the best. That's why we're talking about him. Are things a little shakier than we thought? Because money's money. It don't matter about that. So I don't want to hear about nothing with Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski. Is a little shakier than we thought? Because if you go and get Brandon Ayuk, is it more shaky with your quarterback? Is it more shaky with your situation? Is this a situation where you have a car that looks nice on the outside, but you go inside and you got problems, there's some things rotting from within, you might have yourself a lemon? That's one of the things I get nervous about here. Because you can go after a big name, and they've gone after big names before. But if you are not solid to the core, if the quarterback doesn't have it, you can have Brandon Ayuk out there, you can have Jerry Rice out there and Randy Moss out there. Ain't going to matter. If you got the wrong guy, that's not going to matter.
Well, I do wonder. I do wonder, and look, Deshaun Watson is their quarterback, but I do wonder if there was some thought, maybe this is why they felt like they had to overhaul the offense, that they watched Deshaun Watson over 12 games, obviously inconsistent play, obviously no rhythm for Watson because he was in and out, but they watched those games and then saw, while Flacco absolutely made critical mistakes, that Flacco also opened up the offense. I mean, all of a sudden, Njoku's having his best games. Amari Cooper had his best game as a pro. I do wonder if that, even David Bell, I think, had a better game with Joe Flacco than he had with Deshaun Watson. They wondered if they were lying to themselves that, oh, some guys are starting to do some things we didn't see with Deshaun Watson. The offense saw a higher ceiling than they saw with Deshaun Watson. I do wonder that.
Because yesterday at the end of the show, I had a growing confidence in Deshaun Watson. Looks like that shoulder got fixed the right way. Looked like he's able to get rid of the ball. I know it's t-shirts and shorts and practice, and you, me, and Daryl, I took out my rage on other people, on you guys, and I shouldn't have done it, and I apologize then, and I apologize now. But I left yesterday's show with more confidence in Deshaun Watson, because I thought, guys, if you guys want Brandon Ayuk, there'll be a Brandon Ayuk next year. There's always going to be a wide receiver who's not happy with his... That's another name. There's always going to be a wide receiver that's not happy with his contract, that is going to want to change his scenery where he can make more money. They're wide receivers. They're never happy by position because of that, because, hey, they're beholden to who's throwing them the football, and it can cost them money. So that's understandable. I said there's going to be a Brandon Ayuk next year, or the year after that, or the year after that. So if you want to get in the market for any one of these guys, you can do it next year or the year after. Based on protecting Deshaun, based on working with the wide receivers he has now, it would be in the back of my mind. Well, Ayuk is an exciting name, a great football player. You have to keep it in the back of your mind going, are they worried? And should they be worried? You know, those are two questions you have to ask yourself. Should they be worried? Are they worried, and should they?
Yeah, I don't...
Because if we're that good...
Worry. I don't know if it's worry.
I mean, I want to help him. I want to help Watson. I want to help this football team. But damn it, if you're that good right now, you wouldn't have to make any of that move whatsoever.
Obviously, they want to maximize what their window is. What's interesting is if they get Ayuk, what does this do for their window? Because he's younger.
Yeah.
I do see other people saying, well, this also means they're not going to be able to sign somebody else. Another talented player is going to be out if that's the case down the road.
Now, listen carefully, though. I it's not where I don't want to make that move based on principle. Principle goes out the window. In a perfect world, yes, Deshaun would be a franchise QB that makes everybody around him better, and you don't need Ayuk. But we're not living in a perfect world. We're living in a real world. So maybe very well you need to make that move. And that's up to Andrew Berry. And while it would be an exciting move because it's an exciting name, you have to keep that in the back of your head.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.